station activates it, the opposite station can still secure it. So it's kind of a neat setup, and it's got little tattletales to tell us.
Crew members well-versed in the new ship's features led visitors around its decks, crew quarters, and engine room. Up on the bridge, Bosun's mate First Class A.J. Statham shows off controls used to maneuver the 154-foot ship, along with scanning equipment.
You have like a whale or a person in the water. It's much different than night vision, let's say. Night vision, you're scanning the area with infrared. If I just turn this on and scan left and right real quick, I'll get a white hot signature of a heat signature from a body. I'm going to locate someone quicker that way, as opposed to night vision goggles, which we have night vision goggles on board as well.
The John McCormick was commissioned in April. It's one of two brand new Sentinel-class cutters homeported in Ketchikan and will be continuing with patrols of Southeast Alaska, law enforcement, and search and rescue missions. Commanding Officer Lieutenant Mike Moiseevich explains the upgrade in vessels.
So it's funny, our name, the Fast Response Cutter, our top speed is still about the same as the 110-foot Island-class cutter that we are replacing. But the difference is our sea-keeping capability when we're making that top speed, it's still a very smooth ride. And we're about double the gross tonnage of the 110-foot cutters. And so when we're in heavier seas or anything, we can make and hold that speed because we really sit in the water a lot more.
Moiseevich says the John McCormick already has seen some big seas on its way north through the Pacific. A crew of 25 took the ship from the Bollinger Shipyard in Lockport, Louisiana, to Key West, Florida, then through the Panama Canal up the west coast to Alaska, the first fast response cutter stationed in the state. A second, the Bailey Barco, was commissioned in June. Ultimately, there will be six of the new larger ships in Alaska. Moiseevich says the John McCormick is visiting ports around Southeast and says there's a good turnout in Petersburg.
Yeah, we had a pretty steady stream here of people showing them around and everything. And we've been trying to do this in all the communities in Southeast Alaska that we serve. We've run into five different port calls so far. And we actually had tried to get to Petersburg for Mayfest, but we had an engine casualty, unfortunately. But just trying to get around to all the different communities out here and reach out to the people who we are serving.
He says the ship had a few mechanical and electrical issues in its first months, but overall is running great. Petersburg is home to the 110-foot Island-class cutter Anacapa, built in 1989. It's among the class of cutters being phased out nationwide in favor of the new Sentinel-class ships. Officials in Petersburg have been lobbying to keep a cutter stationed here, bringing in one of the newer ships or some other Coast Guard presence locally. No word yet on when that change might come. The John McCormick's executive officer, Joe Petrie, says the Anacapa's still running strong.
You know, they still got the crew over there. They're still doing great things. We're getting a lot of great life out of the 110s. Certainly the FRCs coming into Alaska is the new platform for the Coast Guard. So they will be phasing the FRCs in as the 110s are phased out, just for the increased capabilities that I mentioned. But no, the Anacapa, they're still doing the mission. They're still doing great things. But there are four more FRCs coming to Alaska. We're not sure where they'll be homeported yet. But, you know, they are coming to replace the aging 110s.
The fast response cutters stationed in Ketchikan will be patrolling from Dixon Entrance on the Canadian border in the south to Yakutat in the north. Petrie says they also have more ability to go farther offshore.
It's the same missions that the 110s were doing as well, but with this new platform and the ability to go out into the rougher seas, we are making more of a push to get offshore and get some of the, you know, go out and enforce those fishery regulations for some of the commercial guys that previously we haven't been able to.
Cutters launch a smaller, faster boat to make contact with other vessels and get places where the big ship can't. The new fast response cutters are able to launch a small boat from a drop-down section of the back of the ship while still underway. The John McCormick has already been involved in four search and rescue missions in Southeast since its commissioning. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicky.